This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is laying out its plan for sharing 25 million unused COVID-19 vaccine doses with other nations. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so. And the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer. That seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports that Netanyahu is sure to do what he can to break apart the new eight-party coalition.
The deal is not done yet. Still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. The odds appear to be stacked against him. Many of the people in this new emerging coalition are people who are traditionally allies of him, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause, but it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. Among his supporters, there's a sense of shock that the leader, the man who's led this country for 12 years, he may be on his way out. On the other hand, you see really ecstatic reactions from the people who opposed him. A lot of people who want to see the country start a new chapter.
That's AP's Joe Fetterman. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Danish lawmakers on Thursday voted in favor of Denmark establishing a refugee reception center in a third country, likely to be in Africa, a move that could be a first step toward moving the country's asylum screening process outside of Europe. Legislation approved on a 70-24 vote with no abstentions and 85 lawmakers absent authorizes the Danish government to, when a deal is in place, transfer asylum seekers to a third country for the purpose of substantive processing of asylum applications and any subsequent protection in compliance with Denmark's international obligations. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, the European Union, and several international organizations have criticized the plan, saying it would undermine international cooperation and lacks details on how human rights would be protected. Belarus announced Thursday the United States would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in the former Soviet country as part of retaliatory sanctions following punitive measures from Washington. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry also said permission for the U.S. Agency for International Development to work in the country had been revoked. In a statement, the ministry added that visa procedures would also be tightened. In April, the United States said it was reimposing sanctions on 9 state-owned companies in Belarus after strongman Alexander Lukashenko ignored warnings to release political prisoners following a crackdown on the opposition after a disputed election last year. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee has ruled out a cancellation or further postponement of the Olympics as doubts grew among officials of city governments and medical experts whether the event can be held safely amid the pandemic. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Seiko Hashimoto confirmed in an interview published by Nikkan Sports that Tokyo 2020 will go on as planned. She said, quote, "We cannot postpone again." Athletes can expect to be regularly tested, and foreign spectators are barred from attending the events. Public opinion polls in Japan have consistently shown that a majority want the games canceled or postponed for a second time. Japan is battling a fourth wave of infections just 2 months from the scheduled start of the games. 10 regions, including Tokyo, are under a state of emergency until near the end of this month. The country's vaccination rollout has also been slow, with only about 3% of the population inoculated.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed lower on Thursday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.